Joining me today is Tim Floyd. He is the president of the Didsbury Car Club. And Tim, we've got one of our marquee events back on the calendar for 2022. Didsbury Fuelapalooza getting set on May 7th. First off, just remind us all, it's been a couple of years now since we've had a full-on Fuelapalooza. Tell us, what is Fuelapalooza? What's it all about?
Fuelapalooza is our annual, this year's 30th annual, show and shine that we have in Didsbury. It's a car meet that we all get together and everybody comes and shows off their vehicles and we try and raise money to support local charities.
Yeah, this is such a terrific event, always so well attended as well throughout the summer. If we're thinking back to 2019, just a tremendous success there in the middle of Didsbury as well. It's very cool that the town actually closed off some streets for you guys. How many cars are you expecting this year?
Well, that's kind of up for grabs. We'll take everybody that'll come. You know, if we're in that 300 to 500 range, would be a spectacular turnout considering first event in a couple of years.
Crazy to wrap your head around 500 of those awesome cars lined up there. And there's going to be some vendors involved in this as well. And you said we're raising money.
Yes, sir. We take our gate proceeds and we put them into the general coffers of the car club, and which in turn we turn around and support local charities that come to us. This year we're looking at, there's a woman shelter going up in Olds, and a couple of young gals from the Olds High School have been spearheading this, and they come and did a speech at one of our board meetings, and we've decided to throw some weight behind their activities. As for vendors, we have the usual food trucks that'll be showing up, and we have Bent 8 and the Pinup Girls coming. There's going to be some live music right in front of the train station, so should be a fairly good event.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And is this going to be a two-day event coming up, Tim? What are the hours for it?
This year, we scaled it back due to the late start. We've been scrambling to try and get this pulled together, so we'll be looking at just a one-day event. Gates will open at 7:30 a.m., $20 at the gate, and we'll run till 4. Not as many activities as we've had in the past. We're focusing more on the cars and just getting back together and sharing some community spirit.
So $20 at the gate, like you said there, Tim, and it's all going to the Mountain View Emergency Shelter. Tremendous cause to support, and it's going to be a pretty cool day to check out all the cars as well. Once again, if guys or girls wanted to bring their cars down, how can they get in touch with you guys? Is there still an opportunity to sign up?
They don't have to sign up for the event. They just have to show up at 7:30 at the gate. And if they do need any additional info, we do have our Facebook page. There's posts going on there weekly. And if they have any questions directly, they can reach out to me through my phone or through an email address.
And that is at the Didsbury Car Club, Alberta. That is your Facebook page. And like you said, you do have lots of information there. And I know this is a very popular event. Lots of people looking forward to it as well. I'm sure you are as well, Tim. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me today. And best of luck with Fuelapalooza 2022.
Thank you very much for your time. It's been a good talking to you. Thank you.